Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Caught Dead in Philadelphia by Jillian Roberts, narrated by Diane Warren. This work, copyrighted 1987 by Judy Grieber, is recorded by arrangement with the Jean Nagar Literary Agency. This recording is copyrighted 1993 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Meet Amanda Pepper, a 30-year-old unmarried Philadelphia school teacher who lives alone with her cat. But, dear reader, rest assured, she's not exactly ready to call herself a spinster, nor is she going to sit back and leave things to others when there are questions to be answered. Questions about murder. And now, Caught Dead in Philadelphia.
Chapter 1. At 7:58 a.m. on a wet Monday morning, 27 hours after giving up cigarettes and a green-eyed disc jockey, I was not in a mood to socialize. Facing myself in the bathroom mirror had exhausted my conviviality. Choosing a sweater and skirt had used up my intellectual reserve. Nonetheless, the doorbell rang. I wasn't expecting any deliveries. The Philadelphia Inquirer had already arrived, hurled at the house with such vengeance its front page was gashed. So much for scheduled guests. The only unexpected deliveries I receive are nice young men, sent COD by relatives who cannot bear the stigma of a 30-year-old spinster schoolmarm in the family. I have tried to end their shipments by sending them clippings, statistics on delayed marriage and childbearing. I've tried to convince them that it's un-American, not to mention unfashionable, to rush into anything except high-tech careers. They respond by sending more nice young men, but the NYM don't arrive in the mornings anyway. I shuffled to the front door and stared through the peephole. The act was a formality. The peephole tilted upward like a telescope. With it, I could sight the Big Dipper at appropriate times of the year, but that was all. "Mandy, open up, please. It's me, Liza." "Liza who?" "Liza Nichols." Surprised and puzzled, I opened the door onto Liza and the monsoon season. I was willing to lose a little of a rushed morning to find out why a near stranger would visit at this hour. Liza bolted past me, then slowed down, dribbling a damp trail around the room that serves as my kitchen, dining, and living room.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?